Time to talk about the Eagles offense on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. And it was a struggle on Sunday for Carson Wentz and company with the big V at right tackle. Yeah. It was a really tough day for an offensive line called for 5 penalties. The Eagles not explosive down the field in the passing game. Carson Wentz sacked 5 times, hit 6 times, hurried 11 times. You're not going to win games that way.
Well, we talk about the trenches for the defense, and you're right. You're not going to win games if you're offensively not very good in the trenches. And it starts up front, of course, Big V out there on the right tackle. You know, and listen, when you're a rookie, sometimes you get taken advantage of. I think it's your coach's job to make sure that you have help tight end, help other guards, other running backs. I think they did a decent job. They have to be a much better at protecting the quarterback, their number one asset. And I think because of the lack of protection, especially early, we rattled our quarterback just a bit, put him in some bad situations, and it was just a rough day for the entire offense.
Some things about this offense, Brian, the last couple of weeks, no big plays.
Yeah.
And that lack of explosiveness in the NFL will come back to haunt you. You need those chunk plays. Mm-hmm. The Eagles had the one big throw to Jordan Matthews yesterday, but by and large, it's just not there.
Well, it's too hard in the NFL to go against an average defense and drive the ball 80 yards every single series. It's just too hard to do it. That's why you need those chunk plays. That's why you need that field position. You need to win that battle on the special teams as well. Unfortunately for the Eagles, when you have 4 punts in the first half, you're not going to win the field position battle because you're always punting from your side of the field. You want to be able to extend drives, make the ball move a little bit, and hopefully your defense is playing downhill and get some stops. Yesterday, they couldn't do that because they were 33% on third down. They could not stay on the field long enough.
Third down's really been a problem. The Eagles ranking 28th in the league in third down efficiency offensively. It's not just third down. It's first and second down, which is leading to way too many third and long situations.
Well, that's the one thing you want to stay away from, especially with a rookie right tackle. You want to stay away from the third and longs because at that point, you need to take a 5 or 7-step drop, and that's not what you want to do when you have a rookie right tackle. You want to make sure you're quick. You're getting the ball out of your hands quickly. You're third and 3, those types of possessions, because now you can either run the ball or pass the ball. If you keep a defense off guard, they're not quite sure what you're going to do. They're off balance, either run or pass. That's when 3rd and 3 comes into play. We didn't get very many of those opportunities yesterday.
How does Doug Peterson and Frank Wright get Zach Ertz more involved and Nelson Agholor more involved and Jordan Matthews more involved? How does this happen?
Well, I think they have to go back to the blueprint, the plan that they had at the beginning of the year, which means at the beginning of the game, we're not trying to hit the bomb early. We're going to start with quicker developing plays, quicker hitting plays. You're talking about quick slants. Get the ball out of your quarterback's hand early in the possession. And we're talking about staying on schedule as far as offensively. That way, you're 2nd and 6 instead of 2nd and 10. Now you're at 3rd and 3 instead of 3rd and 10. You have to develop those things as the series goes on. Start a little bit slower, quicker passes, quicker, shorter routes. And I think if you do that, you'll have better success.
You've been through this before. Yeah. What kind of frustration? How do you ward off that frustration?
Well, the first part is that you look at all the mistakes. Look at all the mistakes that we had yesterday, a whole bunch of penalties, 10-plus penalties. We gave up an awful lot of yards rushing the football, and we still lost by 7 points. That means we were still in the game at the end. So if you want to look at the bright side, I mean, as a team, that's what you have to do. We made all these mistakes. We were terrible in the run defense. We gave up some passing yards as well. Offensively, we couldn't protect our quarterback, but we were still in the game at the end. That's what you have to look at, and I'm sure that's what Doug Peterson and this offensive staff as well as the defensive staff is looking at.
Yeah, they are looking at a schedule that's very difficult, so we will look ahead when we return to Eagles 360. We'll take a look at the Minnesota Vikings, unbeaten, coming off a bye week, outstanding defense, and Sam Bradford leading the way for a very efficient offense. How do the Eagles bounce back? We'll talk about it next on Eagles 360.